You know what? I never participate in those discussions because they offend me. That's what they do. They sit you down and they say, who do you see playing this? I always tell them the same thing. Do you guys realize there's more than 9 actors in the world? Do you actually realize that there's working actors who are better than the people you talked about? Do you get the concept that there's musicians who never actually cut a record who are better than the people who did? Do you accept the idea that there's writers who haven't been published who are better than what you're reading? And the answer is no, they don't accept that. So I said, the only way I'd want to do it is fair fight. Give every actor in the world that wants to read for the part the pages. Let them come in, let everybody get 5 minutes in front of a camera, record it all, pick a winner. They thought this was worse than the Batman people felt about writing the Batman book. So, no, I don't participate because I think it's not just morally wrong, but stupid. It's just, it's like as if, let's say you were a guy and you wanted to have a date, right? Okay? And someone said, you can pick between these 5 girls or these 5 million girls. What would you do? They do, they pick the 5 girls. Every single time. It's inevitable that they're not going to pick winners. So, and I wouldn't care if they miscast it. Wouldn't matter to me. You know, once you sign with these people, the only thing I have in my contracts that's, well, I don't think it's unique anymore. It was at the time. I hope it's not unique now. I've got a Victor Salva clause in my contract. You're looking at me blank, right? Okay, here's Victor Salva. Victor Salva is a predatory pedophile. He's a child molester. He's also a movie director. And he molested children on the set of one of his movies. He went to prison. When he got out of prison, he got a job directing a Disney movie. In the middle of the production, when they've already got all the money invested, a young man came forward. Now he's still only like 21. And he said, this guy did these horrible things to me. And it's not a question of a false allegation. I don't want to hear that crap. The guy went to prison for it. He pleaded guilty. How could you be making a Disney movie? Disney, at that moment, developed a belief in rehabilitation that would stun you. If you want to see similar parallels, look at any major basketball power when one of its stars gets arrested for domestic violence. They believe that people can be cured. You know, it has an hour worth of anger management. It was the same. Victor Salva paid his dues. So what I have in the movie contracts is nobody who's been convicted of a crime against a child can work in any capacity on the movies. But in terms of creative control, that's a total myth. I mean, I don't know any writer in the history of the world that ever had that. And I don't have it. So they could do whatever they want. But all they do now is they pay and don't do anything. I mean, it's a pretty good deal when you think about it.